Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. This hour, we're expecting to receive key evidence in the investigation into now-convicted YouTube star Ruby Frankie and her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, this evidence, from what we're told and which should come in any minute now, is expected to range from phone calls, photos, videos, and other reports dating all the way back to when Frankie and Hildebrandt were arrested nearly 7 months ago. That happened after Frankie's 12-year-old son ran to help to Hildebrandt's neighbor in Ivins with duct tape around his wrists and ankles. Police also later found his 10-year-old sister in the home. Both have since pled guilty and have been sentenced to prison time for aggravated child abuse. We're going to get a better look at these documents and evidence here as they come in. We'll have more on what they contain in the next hour. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox vetoed 7 bills yesterday and called out the legislature for focusing more on quantity than quality during the session. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, Governor Cox repeated this mantra for most of his vetoes. It doesn't need to be a bill.
The minute I do that, we work very closely with you. Just call us. If you need this information, you don't have to put it in a bill. We'll give you the information.
For example, one of the bills would have required the Division of Technology Services to run cybersecurity trainings that it already does. Cox says others started strong but got diluted through the session. He also questioned whether there needed to be so many bills passed, period. But he isn't willing to veto huge numbers of those bills.
The minute I do that, nothing I would like to get passed gets passed.
In all, the governor signed 555 of 591 passed bills. The ones he didn't sign or veto last night have automatically become law. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake City has approved $17.7 million for new affordable housing projects across Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
The agency's board of directors, which are all members of the Salt Lake City Council, approved the funding during a meeting this week. KSL.com reports the 14 projects the money is funding are expected to create just over 1,500 units, many with 3 or 4 bedroom layouts for families. The funding projects include apartments at 930 West 2nd South, a conversion of 515 Tower, 910 West at 910 West North Temple, and 11 other projects. Just 9 of those projects will be rented at current market rates. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We are once again on the brink of a government shutdown.
The Republican House Speaker will again likely need many Democrats to pass a spending bill that funds defense, financial services, homeland security, labor, health and human services and education, all of Congress, and state and foreign operations. They'll also need to suspend House rules because members didn't get the promised time to review the bill. Some Senate Republicans threatening to delay their vote, which could lead to a short weekend shutdown.
ABC's Andy Field says Republicans put more money for defense in the spending bills, along with funds to boost border security. Democrats put a focus on adding a $1 billion boost to child care programs.
Apple is responding to the major antitrust lawsuit from the U.S. Department of Justice announced Thursday. More from ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
Prosecutors claim Apple forces customers to use the iPhone and its accessories alone, denying them access to digital pay services other than Apple Pay, and making it harder for them to text with people who use other brands like Android. Apple says if the government's lawsuit is successful, it would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple. The case is similar to the government's case against Microsoft in the late 1990s, when a lawsuit targeted Microsoft for tying its internet browser to its own operating system.
The government eventually won that case against Microsoft, but Apple's position may not be as clear-cut due to third-party apps being involved.
Weight loss drugs are leading to some unexpected outcomes. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael.
Tim, there's some interesting connections going on here between the drug and a woman's fertility. In fact, manufacturers suggest women stop taking these drugs 2 months before a planned pregnancy. And what's happening is some ladies are saying that they're starting to get pregnant after taking Ozempic. You see, in a nutshell, fat cells are releasing estrogen, and more estrogen prevents regular menstruation and ovulation, according to a professor of gynecology speaking to USA Today. Obesity also increases insulin resistance, and that can lead to higher levels of testosterone instead. And to top it all off, the active ingredient for certain weight loss drugs can reduce the efficiency of oral contraception. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Friday morning, and here's Heather Kelly.
We have pretty light traffic on all the roadways so far this morning, and no accidents reported. We want to try to keep it that way. So if anybody's heading out the door right now, you're going to have good speeds on I-15 north and south, as well as the 201 freeway and I-80. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation into the wrong-way crash on I-15 continues today. The wreck happened near North Temple and jammed up the freeway for miles in both directions. A 46-year-old man driving a truck crashed into a military transport bus holding 22 Army ROTC cadets from Utah State University. None of them reported injuries, but the driver of the truck died at the scene. Troopers are looking into how he ended up on the wrong freeway and if he was under the influence.
A woman and her kids are glad to be alive after avoiding a deadly crash on I-15. Kylie Smith Fry tells KSL TV she was driving with her kids when a truck and trailer in front of her lost control and nearly hit them head on.
He was in the far right lane, and within not even a split second, he was across all four lanes. It's kind of unbelievable. I mean, it's, you know, somebody could have died.
The driver of the truck left the scene before UHP got there.
Travel through Murray is going to be a little bit disrupted this weekend. UDOT crews are going to shut down the westbound lanes of I-215.
All of the westbound I-215 traffic, that's going to be detoured northbound at 280 East to 5300 South. And then drivers can take I-15 southbound back to 215.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says crews are doing some extensive work on the 300 West Bridge over the freeway. The plan is to shut down the freeway starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Workers are hoping to have it back open before the morning rush on Monday. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
More than 120 troopers will be doing overtime this weekend for Click It or Ticket. The goal is to stop drivers who aren't wearing seatbelts.
Keep that in the forefront of people's minds because the seatbelt is so crucial and help keeping us safe just in case the worst happens and we are involved in a crash. That is our best defense to make sure we stay safe in our vehicles.
That was Lieutenant Cameron Roden with UHP. He said seatbelt use was up last year, but unrestrained fatalities still make up 43% of roadway deaths.
You know, I'm at a point in my life where it's just a habit
for
me. I don't even think. You know, it's just like getting behind the wheel and driving to work.
If I ever hear that ding-ding noise, I'm like, oh. Yeah. Well, I forgot to put my seatbelt and put it right on.
Yeah, and the kids, grandkids, when they get in the car, it's the first thing they do.